Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Donator, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today's show is Sky Dyer. Sky has always loved to sing. At the age of 4, she asked her parents if she could take singing lessons, and luckily for her, they said yes. Sky had a lot of energy as a kid and loved to be the center of attention. She used to move her sisters out of the way in home videos to make sure she was in the spotlight. Now she watches those videos and cringes, but she also knows it was because she was training for her life as a performer. Music is everything to Sky. She has always been very moved by soul, jazz, and folk music, and loves the way pop music has such catchy melodies. The list of musical influences on Sky is a long one. She's always felt she could learn something from every artist pouring out their soul for the world to hear. She likes to think she is always growing as a songwriter and artist and hopes that her audiences will grow along with her. During the show today, we'll be talking about her new album, Letting Go. I'll play the song from the title. It's called Letting Go, and we'll also find out why she chose Letting Go as the title for her new album. Plus, we're also going to be talking about upcoming performances she has, what it's like to have Wayne Dyer as her dad, and what it's like to perform during his talks and PBS specials. For more about Sky Dyer, visit her website at www.skydyer.com. That's SKYEDYER.com. Hello, Sky. Are you there?
Hi, Margot. How are you?
I am fantastic, and I'm so happy to talk with you today. Are you still there, Sky?
I am, but for some reason it's cutting out a little bit. I'm on my landline.
Oh, well, you know, I just am so excited to have you on the show today and talk to you about your new album, Letting Go. I just love it. I've been driving around listening to it in my car and just love the whole idea that it is helping me remember to let go of things.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Well, it's so true. And I've been thinking about this having you on the show and thinking about how I first met you, and it was back in 2003, I took our son Xander to see your dad talk in San Francisco, and I don't know if you remember that night, but I think it was one of the first times, in fact, it was the first time I ever saw you sing at one of his events.
It might have been actually some of the first, because it kind of started right after, you know, while I was in college, so that would have been...
Yeah, and I remember Xander had just been in the play Grease, and he'd been Teen Angel and Roger, and then you had said that you were Rizzo in Grease, and I thought, oh, this is so cool. And then I remember seeing you at so many different I Can Do It conferences and on Maui, and I've always just loved hearing you sing live. And
thank you.
And I love having your new album, too. You are such a fantastic example of a person who is living the music you hear calling you. And for you, your music really is music. And
thank you.
Yeah, you said that you asked for singing lessons at age 4.
I did. I always was singing. I actually was one of those children that I didn't speak much at a young age. I really didn't speak at all, so my parents were a little worried. But then when I finally did start speaking, I never stopped singing, and that's all I wanted to do. So I asked for singing lessons. And at that age, you can't, you know, they don't really teach you any vocal exercises. You're still too young. You're developing. But I was able to perform. You know, I do Disney songs and all kinds of recitals and started learning piano. And, I just knew it was what I wanted to do and kept at it. And my parents, you know, just wanted to make sure it was always my decision. So they'd always ask me every year, you know, is this still something you want to do? And every year I'd say yes, and I'd take on more, you know, more things, more theater, anything just to get me out there singing.
I just love hearing about that. And partly your dad had inspired me originally to be that way with Xander also, you know, to keep asking him what he wanted to do, because I kept hearing your dad saying that, don't die with your music still in you, you know? And wanting not only for myself to live the music that I hear calling me, but to have our son Xander live the music that he was hearing calling him. And it's just so wonderful that your parents did that for you, and they were such models for me as a parent to do that for Xander. And so many times there were things that I felt called to do that I would be afraid, but I thought, you know, I want to be a really good role model for Xander someone who is going for what the music is that I hear calling. And
exactly.
Yeah. And what was it like growing up with your parents?
Well, I always say this. I feel, first off, I don't know anything else. So that's, you know, the one thing. Whenever people ask me about my dad, I'm like, that's the only dad I know. But it was such an amazing experience now, I realize, because I'm an adult and I'm hearing how all of my friends were raised and other people around me were raised. It's, you know, such a gift because as, you know, just as long, you know, just as with my singing, they never pushed, they let me figure it out. It was always, they were there to guide, but never to really take control. And that was such a gift because I was able to figure out what direction I wanted to take in my life, the things I wanted to believe, you know, really define who I am as a person by myself. And that is that's just something that I realize now, you know, how lucky I was to have that. But they're also normal parents too. You know, they have, I have normal rules on certain things, but most of, you know, most of all, it was to be able to define my life myself. But, yeah, it's wonderful that you, you know, did that also with your son. That, what a gift for him.
No, he's been such a gift to us, you know, and that's one of the things that I've loved so much being his mom ever since, well, actually even while I was pregnant, but ever since he was born, it's just been such a gift and such a joy, and especially with him being the only one, it's like every single phase was the only time that we were going to go through it, and so luckily we savored all of those moments.
Yes, my parents, of course, had way more than one.
In fact, you're one of eight, I believe, right?
Yes, exactly. So they got it right, especially for the youngest one. I think they had it, you know, down to a science by then.
Oh, per sage, you mean?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I loved how when I was talking with Serena on March 5th when she was on my show, that was so much fun. I loved how she calls you guys the five-pack. The five of you that are the youngest.
We are, you know, we're so close in age that it is. It's a very unique bond. I mean, I love all my siblings, but it is true when you have kids in a row that, you know, we're all less than 2 years apart going down. It does make it, it's a very special bond. I feel very lucky for that. It's also made me think when I have kids, I want to have them in a row like that. It's just, it's so nice. It's so much fun. I get built-in best friends. So it's really, really lucky.
I know. I don't know if you know this about me, Skye, but I'm the first of five.
That's what I thought. I thought you had mentioned that once.
Yeah. I think I did a long, long time ago, but
yeah.
And we're all, my youngest sister, Tina, is only 5 years younger than me, so we're basically.
Oh, wow. So you guys are actually a year apart each.
Well, there was 2 years after
much.
Me, and because there was one that didn't make it, and then there's the others. Yeah, it just was horrible for my mom. She just she wanted to have 12 of us, so thank God she only had the five of us.
Yeah, oh, my mom too. She could have kept going also.
Yeah. Well, but you know what? They're just meant to be moms. My mom was an amazing mom, and from all the things that I've seen and read and heard about your mom, she's just been an amazing mom also.
It's crazy. Now that I have friends, you know, all around me having babies and, you know, two of my siblings have kids, I give my mom so much credit. I don't know how she had all of us. You know, I have friends that have one and are freaking out. I think that you're right. I think some people are put on this earth to be moms, and it's the greatest, you know, job you can have. You're shaping someone's life, so it's a pretty wonderful thing. I hope I can follow in her footsteps and be half the woman she was, but, you know, we'll see.
Oh, you know, Skye, you're going to be an amazing mom. I just know it.
Thanks.
How many do
you
want to have? How many would you like to have?
I would love to have three. I know it's hard because I come from such a big family. You know, less than two seems small to me. You know, so three seems like a great number. But, let me have one first and then see how it goes.
Yeah.
But three
that's
is
really,
what I'm aiming for.
I'll tell you, it's a really good idea. We wanted to have more than one and weren't able to. But, you know, however many you have, it's just the most important thing is just to really enjoy the time that you have with them. To realize it goes so fast.
I have eight nephews and nieces from two siblings, and it's crazy. I mean, they're not even mine, and I'm sad at how fast they're growing up. So I can only imagine how it feels for a parent.
In some ways, I think it seems faster for the parent, but in some ways, I think it seems faster for the aunts and uncles because they don't see them as frequently, and so they see the changes more.
Yeah, that's true. Well, lucky for me in this case, they live so close, so I actually do get to see them every week. But I know what you're saying. If you don't see them for a little while, it's almost more drastic.
Yeah, so true, so true. I can imagine if each one of you guys has at least three to five kids, there's going to be a lot of dyers around.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there's already eight grandchildren, you know, my parents say, from just two kids. So it's true. Even just if the five of us down have three, you know, that's another 15. So there you go.
And then the really awesome thing about it, too, is that all of them are going to live the music they hear calling them.
Yes.
In fact, you know what I asked for Xander to get me for Mother's Day is to pre-order Serena's book, Don't Die With Your Music Still In You.
Oh, you should. Yes. It's amazing.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to reading it. I wish it was going to be out sooner, but I'm glad that I can at least have him pre-order it for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And then I'll get it when it comes out in June.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, I'd like to play your song before we run out of time. So
it's
about 4 minutes long, so I want to make sure we have plenty of time to listen to that. And then I want to talk to you about the song itself and also about the album and the whole theme of letting go. So, all right. Here is Letting Go by Skye Dyer.
Picking up the pieces from this game called life. Not every piece has a box that fits just right. All my life been waiting for a chance to break free. Created more, never backing down from who I am to be. Oh, how I try to bend and break these rules of mine. Almost giving up, cause I never saw an end in sight. All my life been waiting for a chance to break free. Created more, never backing down from who I am to be. Laid it all on the line, the ups and downs, buried my soul. Brought me to a place, maybe I've always known. Letting go. To carry on. The thoughts held their grip on every word that I said. almost given up, but I let it all go instead. All my life been waiting for a chance to break free, creating more, never backing down from who I am to be. Let it all
Letting Go from Sky Dyer's album, Letting Go. So, Sky, tell us a little bit about this song, what you were thinking about when you wrote it.
Sure. Yeah, so this song for me was simple as what the title is. I have the type of personality that definitely likes everything to be in order, to be perfect, kind of want everything to, work out the way I have planned. And, mm-hmm. Just from even sitting at my dad's lectures and reading and everything, and, I obviously know that it's by letting go and letting things be and just relaxing that things actually happen. But, sometimes it's hard for me to understand that. And when I was writing the songs for this album, I really just wanted to be at peace with where I'm at, just kind of, let things flow from me. And even with the title, I came up with the title of the album before I wrote this song, and that was when I was trying to figure out the perfect title to an album, and finally I just said to myself, Sky, let it go, relax, it'll come to you, and it clicked. I realized that I should write a song called Letting Go, and just kind of let that be the motto for my life in this new, start of my life. I'm constantly writing new material, and it's the only way, things can emanate from you is if you're at peace and just letting things be. And it's such a lesson for all of us, not just in for me for writing, but in every day of my life, just to let it go. And it really is a very true statement for all of us. We'll have much easier lives if we could let that be all of our mottos. So that's kind of how it came about, and I had a lot of fun writing it, and it's just, this project has been great for me. It's been really, really therapeutic, and I've been loving, performing the songs and showing them to people.
I love listening to it. It's been so therapeutic for me, too.
Oh,
it really
thank you so
has.
Much.
I love the whole album. I love all of the songs, but this
thank
one in
you.
Particular is the one that especially spoke to me because of the fact that there are so many things in life that we all need to let go of, not just me,
yeah,
not
exactly.
just you.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I was thinking this morning about the difference of how you feel when you're holding on versus letting go. I mean, what a difference that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then letting go of fear, letting go of excuses, letting go of trying to be who others want us to be, letting go of mistakes and just keeping the lessons. Letting go of the past and looking forward to the future. What
exactly.
a novel idea.
I know. And it's I get it some days, and then some days I'm back to square one. It's always also, kind of reminding yourself, okay, it's okay to fall back, but then move forward. You try to just you know, always make yourself aware that if you are having thoughts of, you know, struggles, make it so you can get back to the thoughts of letting it go and being at peace. You know, we're all only human, but it's the fact that if you're aware of it, you know, that's one step further than you used to be.
Oh, so true, so true. And by driving around in my car listening to your album, I've been hearing that over and over again, and it reminds me on with every song to let go more. And I noticed that in some of the other songs that you also have that in there too, and I'm glad that you do, because that way it's not just that one song that reminds you to let go.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of the theme of where I'm at in my life. It's funny, I always heard women say every decade gets better. You know, you get a little more mature, a little stronger.
Mm-hmm,
and I get
mm-hmm.
it. You know, I'm in my early 30s now, and I really, really understand that. You know, you have to let things go. And also, like my dad says, you know, the opinions that people have of you are only theirs. They're not yours, you know. So those are big things for me to get, and, you know, to just care what I think of myself and to love myself and, you know, just not to let the small things get to me. And that's been really, really helpful. And it's kind of made me, you know, become the woman I am at this point. So I feel really grateful that I get to learn those messages, but also then I get to, you know, make them be a part of my life. So it's a great thing to share
in a way that, you know, your dad's talks are fantastic, and I love listening to his voice. I always have. I have so many audio programs of his. The one thing, though, about having the music as a way to do it, though, is it's something you can listen to over and over again, and it's almost like a subliminal way of getting the message and reminding yourself of the messages of these things that do help us enjoy life more, but we can get caught up in the busyness of life and forget.
Exactly. And it's just a little reminder that, you know, all right, time to relax. Let's figure out why we're here and then just let it all go. But it's great. It's a great reminder to have.
Yeah, and to enjoy life, to enjoy the journey and be in the moment and to look forward to what's coming up and to enjoy the memories from the past, but not to try and hold on to the past.
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
It's a lifeline, you know, like sometimes I find myself even doing that, even with all of the personal development I've had over the years.
Yeah, I mean, everyone does it. Exactly.
Yeah,
it's just moving past it.
yeah. So it's like you need to listen to these things over and over again to get the reminders, because the more we know, the more we need reminders so that we'll actually use what we know.
Exactly.
Now, the time flies by during these things, and I want to make sure that we have time to talk about that you have upcoming performances. And
I do, yes.
Yeah. You want to tell us about those?
I'm actually singing Saturday morning in Fort Lauderdale. It is April 26th. I'm singing at an I Can Do It event for Hay House during my dad's lecture. That is at 9 to 12. I believe it might be sold out, but I'm not sure. And then that night in Fort Lauderdale, I'm singing at a bar called Bar Stash with, I'm sure most of you have heard of him, Alex Woodard. He's a Hay House author also and musician and songwriter. He actually produced my album.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to be performing also with this other amazing woman named Nina Anderson, and that's at Saturday night in Fort Lauderdale at 8 p.m. And
oh,
then I'll
God,
be at the
I would
next...
love to be there if I was
I
in
know,
California.
It would be so fun.
If I was there,
that's
I would
a...
be there.
Exactly. Those are. I love the events like that because they're a little more fun, a little more loose than
singing
at my dad's talks. But I'll also be at the all the next I Can Do It events coming up, which I think the next one is Vancouver, then Austin, then Baltimore, and then a little summer break about 2 months, and then it'll start again. But you can always check out my website to see where I'm performing, either locally or away. And I always update it and let everyone kind of know what's going on.
And that's the best way to connect with you, right, is through your website?
Yeah, website
skydyer.com.
Or even, Facebook. Yes, skydyer.com. Facebook, I also have, I don't want to call it a fan page, but I guess technically that's what it is. It's where I let everyone know what I'm up to also. And I'm on Instagram. You know, I finally just joined Twitter. I'm still kind of new and learning, but I joined. So I'm there also if people want to reach out to me there.
Yeah, there's so many different ways to do all these things now. People have been asking me if I'm on Google Hangout, and I'm going, oh, my God, I'm just getting used to dealing with Facebook and Twitter and all of that.
And I know. I thought I was good enough with Facebook and Instagram, but then, you know, I had to do the Twitter, and yeah, it's a lot, especially when you're not so you know, technically savvy, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, I know. Well, the other thing, before I run out of time, I need to say that next week on my show on April 30th, my guest will be Dave Lent, and I'll be talking with Dave about his DVD called The Five Keys to Mastery. And it's going to be an inspiring fun show, and so I want everybody to listen next week. And I also wanted to say, Skye, though, that the five keys to mastery are something that I see you do and that are such an important part for everybody to remember is to decide what you dream of doing. And then so the five keys are, one, surrender to your passion, two, practice, 3 is get a guide or guides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number 4 is visualize the outcome. And number 5 is play the edge. In other words, not just, you know, doing the same old thing forever, to push yourself to try and do some new things and in new ways.
True.
Yeah. So
I like
I don't
know. That's great.
Yeah, it was interesting because he was in my Toastmasters club a long time ago, and he and his wife had the dream to create this DVD, and they interviewed all these wonderful people on there, Carlos Santana and the man who started the PRS guitars, Paul Reed Smith guitars.
Cool.
And, oh, my God, I think it's on Netflix, Skye. You can see it on Netflix. But it's just so inspiring. There's actors, there's Olympic athletes, there's all kinds of people who have used these five keys to master what they do. And it reminds me a lot of times, too, you know, that I see it and I go, oh, Margo, you have to remember to surrender.
Exactly.
Surrender your passion.
We all have to remind ourselves, yeah.
Yeah. And then the practice. And that, you know, if you're practicing but you're not practicing the right way, it's not going to help. So it helps to get a guide or guides.
It is true. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So with you, you had the singing lessons, and then you majored in music in college also, didn't you?
I did, yes. And I also, you know, in high school I was involved in theater. I also took, you know, singing lessons during the week. I was trained classically. And then I went to school for jazz vocal. But I still, you know, when I'm in L.A., I take singing lessons with amazing Pisha McPhee, who I love, and she's helped me so much. It's like anything, you know, if you're going to exercise, you want to keep it up. Same thing with my voice. You know, it's an instrument, and it needs to be, you know, exercised and kind of always checked out and make sure everything's okay. I even get my vocal cords checked, I mean, just to make sure everything's, you know, going well, if I'm a little hoarse and stuff like that. But it's great. You have to always be on top of it. But I always knew that this is what I wanted to do. So it was a little easier that I could just go and, you know, do these lessons and just, you know, keep practicing. Like you said, you have to figure out what it is you want to do first. And, you know, I feel like I was very lucky in this life because I just always knew.
Yeah. And it's about being able to get quiet enough and listen to your own heart, and especially if you grow up in a family where people are telling you, you know, they're shitting on you and telling you what you should or shouldn't do.
Exactly.
I remember
people.
Yeah, when I was 12 years old, I overheard my grandmother tell my mom that I should forget about singing. And that was what I loved to do the most at the time, so I could really relate to you. And I didn't start singing again until Xander was 3 years old, when we'd drive around and listen to Aladdin soundtrack in the car, and he'd go, Mommy, sing A Whole New World with me. And of course I'm going, oh my God, I can't do that. But then I started doing it, and we were just having so much fun. And then I eventually got brave enough to sing in front of Dudley.
Exactly. Which is a good start.
And then later took some singing lessons, and, you know, but a lot later in my life, and it was because people were shitting on me. And hey, everyone out there, don't let people shit on you.
Exactly.
Listen to your heart. Do what you feel called to do.
Yeah, I mean, most of my friends have had that same upbringing, and it's sad to see, but they eventually realize it's their life, and let's hope that happens for everyone.
I hope so, too. You know, we've only got 30 seconds left, and I just wanted to say that the replay for this will be available later on today, and that please share this with your family and friends, because I highly recommend everybody get your album. I love it.
Oh,
it's
thank
therapeutic.
You so much.
It's, your voice is beautiful. I am so blessed to know you and to be able to call you a friend.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm blessed to know you.
Oh, thank you, Skye. Bye, everybody. I hope you tune in next week.
Bye.